with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? It's Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the band Why Don't We, Jack, Corbin, Jonah, and Zach. Welcome to the show, gentlemen. How are you?
What's up?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. A lot of buzz around you guys right now, so congrats on that. Let's start with the track Fallen, your first Billboard hit. Did it feel like it had hit potential when you're recording it? I mean, I know you always hope for the best, but did you have a good feeling for that one?
Yeah. I mean, when we were writing it, it's funny because that song was the last song that we actually wrote for the album. So we had 9 of the 10 songs picked and ready to go. And we were like, all right, we need one more zinger. And Daniel showed up to the studio that day. We were supposed to work on another song. I think it might have been Lotus Inn, actually, which just the video just dropped. And he pulls up with this melody idea and he started this little beat. And he's like, we got to work on this right now. And we were like, yeah, this is dope. And then we sat down, started writing, and we wrote the song in 45 minutes and it was done. And I just remember hearing the song feeling like every line was just like spilling out. It was like writing itself.
And That's the best way, though.
Yeah, we were just like, oh, man. And then we listened back. We recorded the vocals that night and listened back to just the demo version. And we were like, yeah, this one's going to kick the door down.
That's when it's popping. That's when you know it works right there. Nice. Yeah. Well, TikTok helped make this song go viral too. What are the coolest ways people are using your song there that you've seen?
Oh, there were some cool like makeup trends. Like people were doing like, like clips of them, you know, like a bunch of cut scenes with the makeup brushes. And some people did some really, really cool looks with it.
We were like super good. Dance routines to fall.
That's the best when you get a little choreography behind
it.
It's
fun seeing people get creative. Yeah.
Right. The new single is Lotus Inn. What's the story behind that one?
One we made, what, like 2 years ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago. Jonah and Daniel wrote that one on tour.
I remember always hearing it in the back of the tour bus. It's crazy, though, to actually have it out.
I know.
I feel like it's been through so much, so to actually see it finally out is like awesome.
Jonah and Daniel wrote that when we were at the Newark airport waiting for a flight down to Atlanta.
Make the best out of your time right there. Nice.
And then they recorded the vocals that night in the hotel room in Atlanta that we were staying at, and they hung the mic up on a lampshade, and so the vocal, Jonah's vocal in the hook, is the vocal from the hotel room. We tried to recreate it in the studio and just couldn't get the same magic that take had. So we just left it. We all cut it in the studio.
Which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, that song has been a long time coming.
That's
so
dope.
Cool to see it.
That's a good backstory right there. Now, your second album drops in January, The Good Times and the Bad Ones. What's in store for the rest of the songs?
Oh, my
God. So much.
Just real music, you know. I feel like it's like it came from us completely.
Yeah, and a lot of the songs too have been written on tour and on the road pre-quarantine. You know, before we even really believed totally in ourselves, because if you didn't know, Fallen was the first song we've ever put out that was fully written and produced by us, and then the album itself is fully written and produced by us as well.
That's impressive.
And so that's the first time we're doing that in our careers, which feels like a very vulnerable step in a certain direction. So we've been just a little bit nervous and like nervous excitement about it.
Sure.
Because it's the most real and vulnerable music that we've ever put out. And it actually comes from all of our experiences on tour and with friends and with family. And so that feels really cool. And the album leans a little bit more like rock in some places, alternative.
I'd say rock pop.
Yeah, nice. Rock pop, a little alternative in there.
There's a bunch of stuff on rock.
But it's super diverse, man. There's one that leans a little bit more EDM, and then there's another one that's kind of R&B.
Whatever kind of music you like, I feel like you're going to like one song.
Yeah.
Appeal to everyone. There you go. I like it. And I like that you guys are taking it into your own hands right there.
Variety pack.
Variety pack. What about live shows? I mean, obviously we can't do anything right now, but are you already planning stuff for 2021?
The thing that sucks with the album, literally all of the songs are like made for the live show.
We wrote them for live shows.
So it's like, it sucks to not be able to go perform them in front of everyone. But
And it's like, of course, the timing. It's
I know.
The first time.
But as soon,
pandemic happens, and
as soon as we can get back on the road, we're ready. So
we're hoping 2021 as soon as possible, but kind of just the whole industry right now is kind of listening to just health officials and you know, making sense. But as soon as everybody's ready to go out to shows, we're ready to play them.
Good for you. Good for you. And you are hosting the official iHeartRadio Jingle Ball post show tomorrow. Are we going to are we going to hear one of your songs or any Christmas songs?
Fallen's on there. I think we're doing Lotus Inn and
Silent Night.
Yeah, we have a rendition of Silent Night. We do this like a cappella harmony version of it.
There you go. Nice. Yeah, yeah. Where are you guys from?
I'm from Dallas originally.
D.C.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Oh, so where are you from originally?
Originally, I was born in San Diego, but I'm a Southern California kid.
Okay,
I'm pretty much here in L.A. for the most part. And how'd you all meet and get together?
Gen Z answer, but the internet, man.
Really? Okay.
We were all friends online.
We used Tinder. We met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Super lucky.
So were you like looking to form a band, and you looked for other like musicians or other guys that were interested, that sort of deal?
Not even originally. It was very like spur of the moment, which is kind of where our band name comes from, because we were like, why don't we make a band? but yeah, we toured together like a year prior to being in the band. And then Daniel was on American Idol. So we had all seen like his audition. And
I didn't know Jonah and Daniel actually because you guys knew them.
Yeah.
I guess. But, and then we decided to come out to LA, kind of just hang out as friends.
Yeah.
And then it clicked.
Yeah. Right. We were like, we should make a band.
Just have a band. Is that where it's worked out so far? Yeah. It sounds like it. So far, so good. Is LA home now?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I just moved my mom, my brother, and sister out here last September.
You were the last one.
And I know. And so that's been amazing. And the quarantine, honestly, it was bad, but good in some ways, too, because we got some time to kind of just catch up with.
Yeah, spend time with family, you know, really sure.
Friends and family that we had missed from touring for 3 years straight and, you know, having a week off a year at home.
Right.
It was a little too much.
Honestly. Yeah, come like August.
I was trying to get back out there.
Yeah, we were all like, ah. Oh. Like, and now more than ever, we're like, man, I never thought I would miss touring so much.
No,
yeah.
I know. You'll be chomping at the bit. Well, hopefully the end is in sight, boys, and we'll get back out there. Meanwhile, we teamed up with Macy's for Wishlist Wednesday, and I've been adding things to my wishlist every week. And this week, it's all about that jet set life for those who enjoy the finer things, some luxe gift ideas. I had a little Fitbit smartwatch, a men's rope chain necklace like I used to rock back in the day. So what's something you'd add to your wish list since you guys are jet setters yourselves?
I think I'm probably going to put some good jewelry on the list. Hopefully for myself, I'm planning to get my sister something nice, something sweet.
Nice.
To dazzle her up a little bit.
Put a tube tip compressor on my wish list.
Bust down.
Yeah, I need to get my brother a chain. My brother needs a dope chain.
I'm going to bust down my watch.
You know, Watson, you know what time it is. Got it. Well, hey guys, it's nice catching up with you. Good luck and congratulations on everything, the good times and the bad ones from Why Don't We Drops January 15th. That'll make a nice late stocking stuffer. Gentlemen, thanks for checking in.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Mario.
Right on, man. Take care.
Hey, yeah, talk soon. Happy holidays.
You too, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.